今天要跟大家分享的歌曲呢，是来自于 Daniel Powter 的这首 Best of Me。 Hello， 各位好，这里是可可听歌选语栏目，我是 Linda。
I was made the wrong way， Won't you do me the right way？ Where you gonna be tonight？ I won't stay too long。 Maybe you're the life of me。 When you talk to meIt strikes me, won't somebody help me? Now I'm not too strong. Was it something that I did? Was it something that I said? Or the combination of both that did me in? You know I'm hoping you'll sing along, even if it's not your favorite song.Don't wanna be the only one that knows how it goes. I guess the sum of us spin again. And when you do, you need a friend. Don't wanna be there when there's nothing left to say. And I hate the thought of finally being erased. But baby, that's the best of meSigns beside me. I'm living in the moment. Have I wasted all your time? Something that I do, was it something that I said? Or the combination of both that did me in? You know I'm hoping you'll sing along, even if it's not your favorite songDon't wanna be the only one that knows how it goes. I guess the sum of us spin again. And when you do, you need a friend. Don't wanna be there when there's nothing left to say. And I hate the thought of finally being erased. Baby, that's the best of me.
音乐之后欢迎回来，那接下来进入咱们今天的词汇扩展部分。那今天要学的单词就是歌词当中出现的 strike 这个单词 strike S-T-R-I-K-E strike， 它是一个动词，基本意思是打击。来听一下例句，几辆车被倒下的树砸中了。 Several cars were struck by falling trees。 这个地方 struck 是 strike 的过去分词 S-T-R-U-C-K struck 是 strike 的过去分词。落日的最后一缕阳光照在窗户上。 The last rays of the setting sun struck the windows。刺杀者的子弹正中了目标。The assassin's bullet struck home. Struck home. 注意例句当中这个 strike home, home 的用法。Strike 作为动词，它还可以表示突然间想到，突然间意识到，或者一个点子，什么东西突然闪现在脑海当中。他说，我脑子里突然出现了一个颇令人就是担心的想法，突然一个非常令我担忧的想法从我的脑海当中闪过。 A rather worrying thought struck me. 我首先意识到的是啊，诶，到时候没有其他女性到场哦。 The first thing that struck me was the fact that there were no other women present.接下来我们看几个跟这个 strike 相关的动名词短语。第一个 strike home 动词短语啊， strike home， home 加也表示正中， strike home 就是正中目标，正中目标。 李俊看到爸爸脸上的表情，他就知道自己的话凑效了。 She saw the emotion in her father's face and knew her words had struck home. 短语 strike a balance 一般是 between A and B， 那就是在 A 和 B 当中求得平衡，或者说两者兼顾的意思。例句，他觉得他当时觉得家庭和工作两者在这两者之间很难兼顾。他觉得家庭和工作很难兼顾。He was finding it difficult to strike a balance between his family and his work. He was finding it. 这个地方是过去进行时，那可能有可能就是描述了当时正在发生的一种情况。He was finding it difficult to strike a balance between his family and his work. 下个短语strike a deal, strike a bargain, 达成协议，达成交易，一般是 with somebody. 例句，有传言称总统和这个公司的董事长呢，已经私底下达成了协议。There were rumors that the president struck a private deal with the corporation's chairman. Strike a deal, strike a bargain with somebody, 和某人达成协议，达成交易。I was made the wrong way, won't you do me the right way? 下面这个跟 strike 相关短语，意思是和某人引起某人的共鸣。To strike a chord with somebody.Strike a chord with somebody. 这个 chord, C-H-O-R-D, 它是就是弹吉他上面那个弦。Strike a chord with somebody 就是好像也弹到了某人的弦这样子，那就是引起某人的共鸣。例句，他们的故事一定会引起所有父母的共鸣。Their story is bound to strike a chord with all parents. Be bound to...Do something 就是应该会达成什么效果，绝对会发生的事情。Their story is bound to strike a chord with all parents. 下面一个可能我比较喜欢，叫做暴富和发大财。发大财暴富。Anyway, strike gold. Gold 都知道什么意思，对不对？金子嘛。Strike gold.表示暴富发大财的意思。听一下例句，他终于靠他的第三本小说发了大财。 She eventually struck gold with her third novel. She eventually struck gold with her third novel. 下一个我们照相的时候会干嘛来，会摆一个 pose 是不是，那摆 pose 摆姿势跟这个 strike 怎么说呢，叫做 strike a pose或者 strike an attitude， 那后面这个是摆出什么样的态度啊？ Strike a pose or strike an attitude， 我改一下笔记，摆姿势。来听一下例句，他摆出了就是一贯有的那种姿势啊，两手插袋，耸起肩膀。He struck his usual pose， which is hands in pockets, shoulders hunched.He struck his usual pose. 他摆出惯常的姿势，什么呢？两手插袋，耸起肩膀。Hands in pockets, shoulders hunched. Hunched, 肩膀耸起来。好，下面我们说有个俗语叫做趁热打铁，对不对？那这个打，我们说 strike 有打和击的意思嘛？那趁热打铁这句俗语怎么说呢？就叫 strike while the iron is hot. Iron, I-R-O-N, 钢铁。Strike while the iron is hot. 趁热打铁就这么说。下面还有个短语叫 strike somebody dead. 杀死某人，这个可能会比较少用但是呢也比较有趣。他说，如果我说大话的话，老天让我不得好死，好不好？ May God strike me dead if I'm telling a lie. May God strike me dead if I'm telling a lie. 如果我在讲大话的话，上帝让我不得好死。 哎，我们说 strike 这个动词，如果把 e 去掉，在后面加一个 ing， striking， 它就变成一个 adjective 形容词了，表示惊人的、显著的，或者就一般我看的比较多的、说的比较多的就是相貌出众的这个用法。来，我们看几个短语，他说非常明显的差异、显著的差异，叫做 striking contrast。明显的那种相似之处 ,striking similarity。例句，她曾经是一个金发金色长发的美丽女子，金发美丽女子。She was a striking woman with long blonde hair. Striking, 这是她的形容词性。那我们说在 striking 后面加了一个 ly, strikingly, 那就变成了副词，对不对？那它跟形容词是有这个有关系的，作为副词的时候它也是表示风采动人的、醒目的、引人注目的这样一个意思。例句，她风采动人。She has a strikingly elegant and graceful bearing. 例句中这个 bearing, B-E-A-R-I-N-G, 是表示举止啊。他说他的这个举止呢比较优雅，就是具有风采， strikingly, 非常非常就是引人注目的，非常明显的。She has a strikingly elegant and graceful bearing. 他风采动人。下一个 ,Tom 的状态明显跟前一天不同，什么状态呢？现在就是非常安静，然后有气无力，像蜜蜂一样平静。来 ,Tom was strikingly different the next day. 就是第二天 Tom 的状态是完全不一样了。怎么回事呢？ Quiet, limp, calm, like honey. 好了，以上就是今天节目的所有内容了。歌曲呢我又不会唱，对不对？我不可能教大家唱。如果大家喜欢这首歌的话呢，可以就是回头听，然后对照歌词自己学，对不对？那今天推荐的歌曲是 Best of Me， 来自于 Daniel Powder， 然后咱们一起去学的单词就是 strike 这个单词。其实学习就是这样子的，有的时候你记不住单词，但是如果说哎，那天 Linda 推荐了一首歌叫 Best of Me， 哦，当天我也学了一个单词叫 striking， 这样子不就记住了吗？这种方法就叫做什么情景记忆法。 Anyway 啦， That's all for today. Thank you for listening and keep me company. I'll see you all tomorrow. Yeah, I'll see you tomorrow.